The Stories of Our Lives Bible Students Courses, Course 1, Unit 7, Lesson 10, by Mark D. Vogt. All my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began. Psalm 139:16. History is really his story. Everything that has ever happened, is happening, and ever will happen is the direct result of God working out his logos or his plan in the universe through the ages. We can rest assured that will never change. His story is made up of individual stories that he has written for his creatures. God weaves all these stories together with precision to make one cohesive narrative that, while not necessarily making sense to us now, makes perfect sense to our Heavenly Father. It makes sense to him because he wrote all of them. How many tens of billions of people have already lived and already passed from this stage of life? And how many more billions are yet to take the stage? Yet each one has their own unique story scripted by God himself. The psalmist says in Psalms 139:16, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them." These words recorded by David are a microcosm representing all humanity. God has written all of our stories. We are all his handiwork. For we are God's handiwork, Ephesians 2:10. If we are attentive, we will find out that each individual person has a fascinating and interesting story. For it is God himself who has orchestrated all of the ups and downs, all of the intricate intertwining, all of the frustrations, all of the joys and happiness, and all of the pain and heartache, all heading toward a glorious conclusion for all. This conclusion is when God will be all in all, 1 Corinthians 15:28. The phrase "all in all" is one of the grand gems in Scripture. Just imagine, if you will, what the universe will be like at the consummation when all will have been vivified and will be one together with God.